themselves. That's Hello in Czech. You are listening to the April edition Ashford School News broadcast, where you will never miss out on the latest news and the most interesting events happening around you. Listen up as we hear about the 4th grade Westward Expansion Project, April Vacation, and the 5th grade Cow Eye Dissection.
Hi, this is Arya.
And Skylar. We are going to tell you about something special the 5th graders have been doing in science.
We got the opportunity to dissect a cow's eye, and I personally think it was disgusting and a good learning opportunity.
I think it was an exciting learning experience for everyone. Before we gross you out, we also put on gloves and had a special equipment.
So first we got to touch the cow's eye and cut the extra skin and cartilage off. It was tough.
Next, we found the optic nerve. It's very firm. We had to cut the sclera in half to get inside the eye. When we were doing it, slimy liquid called vitreous humor came out.
Then we took out the lens. There's also a black circle around it called the iris. Then we looked at the pupil and we found out that it's actually just a tiny hole in your eye that is dark because it shows the back of your eye.
After that, we got time to look around. It was cool because we saw things that we didn't see before.
Hello, this is Anna.
And Molly.
And we are very excited to tell you about
our new one-to-one laptop program.
The date of arrival was postponed.
But for a good reason, we received cases for our laptops.
Now we can use these devices for projects and class activities without spending time signing them out.
We have to plug them in a special car overnight,
so they can be all charged up for us the next day.
Even though there are lots of rules we have to follow, I am very excited about this new opportunity.
Me as well. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And I'm Dylan, the interrupting cat.
And I'm Benny, and I'm doing a German Shepherd.
I'm doing an ocelot. I picked the ocelot because I love cats, but Mrs. Audie wanted me to try something different. So we picked the ocelot because we looked up cats and we found the ocelot. The reason why I picked the ocelot is because that's the fastest cat. Well, not the fastest. And it can run up to 61 kilometers per hour and 38 miles per hour.
I'm doing a Hudson Bay Wolf. I chose the Hudson Bay Wolf for the same reason Jolene chose her animal. Kitties! Then, my partner said he wanted to do a wolf. So we looked up types of wolves, and we found the Hudson Bay Wolf. Did you know that the Hudson Bay Wolves are endangered?
I'm doing a German Shepherd. Did you know that German Shepherds are the second most popular breed in the world? An adult can eat approximately 40 pounds of dog food a month.
Okay, bye from Jolene,
the interrupting kitty,
and Benny.
Hi, I'm Molly, and I'll be telling you about the 6th grade's new novels. We are moving on to Eastern Europe, so our books are on the Holocaust. We are reading The Upstairs Room, The Devil's Arithmetic, A Night Divided, The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, Number of the Stars, Four Perfect Pebbles, The Boys Who Challenged Hitler, and many more amazing books. Overall, we are learning a lot.
Hi, I'm Arya, and I'm going to tell you about a really cool assembly that we had at Ashford School. The assembly, which is put on by EE Smarts, was basically a play, and it's about precycling, reusing, reducing, recycling, and also saving energy. You may have heard about reusing, reducing, recycling, but there's also precycling, which is only buy the stuff that you need. The play was about how Roger Recycle, Penny Loaf Precycle, and many more were at a TV commercial audition, and they try to be the best. But at the end, they find out that all of these things are important to do, not just one of them. The play was very fun, and they taught a very important lesson about protecting the environment. Well, bye for now.
Hi, this is Molly.
And Anna here.
Today we'll be telling you about a field trip we took to UConn.
First, we went to the Jorgensen and saw the Nile Project.
That is a program/band made up of Africans from different countries that share their music from their own African country along the Nile River.
We heard music from Egypt, Kenya, Uganda, and more.
I really liked the last song.
Yeah, we all got to get up and sing and dance. It was very interactive. I always like performances where you can get up and move.
Me too. I was kind of stiff, so it felt good to stretch a bit. Some kids from a different school even started a conga line, which I joined. Did you, Anna?
I don't think I did. There were so many people, and it was very confusing, but fun.
After that, we ate lunch, and then we went on a fantastic tour of UConn campus.
We visited a statue of a wolf called Jonathan, and we got to rub his nose.
I guess lots of people want good luck, because the nose was gold from being rubbed so much.
We also went to the Thomas J. Dodd Research Center, where we got to inspect documents.
The Thomas J. Dodd Center also had a library of ancient books. We didn't get to see that.
I felt like a real scientist.
Me too.
I was surprised, though, to find that the documents were actually drawings made by children.
I definitely had a great time.
So did I.
Bye for now.
This is Jerry.
And Lily, here to tell you about the Ashford
School Countdown. The last day of school is Friday, June 16th.
So if you didn't know that there are only 57 days, 8 weeks, and 0 months
left until the last day of school, how exciting is that? And Miss McCoo is working hard on her summer reading program.
It is going to be amazing.
Back to you.
Wow, I can't believe the school year is almost over. I hope you learned something new in our April edition podcast. Thank you for listening. See you next time. This is Bohem Ashford Wolves.